This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Once again to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Enormous amount of gratitude from us to you for the fact that you're listening to this program. Thank you very much. Whether that's on the mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire, the 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag, KTGO, booming to the Bakken, Williston, Watford City, Tioga, Stanley, Ray, you know, Ross, the metropolis of Ross. Todd, have you ever been to Ross? Big Bad Ross? A nice town right there along Highway.
The Metroplex?
Metroplex. There you go. That's the best term. And, of course, KLTC and Dickinson. Kevin, have you been to Ross?
I have not.
Daniel, have you been to Ross? You guys haven't lived. You got to get to these places.
I already know that.
Yeah.
I keep telling you, the bracelet only goes so far, Scott. I can't just go everywhere.
Exactly. I know one guy who's been to Ross. He knows oil country. North Dakota's Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us today. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing okay. A little frustrated, but other than that, okay.
So that's what's on your mind. Let's start there. Why are you frustrated?
Well, so obviously this is a week back in district, but with oversight in the White House, I've let them know that whatever depots get scheduled, because, I mean, we know that the Democrats are scheduling a ton of them, and most of the people just aren't going to go, and I don't blame them at all. But yesterday, David Hale, it was decided at the very last minute that there somehow it was decided at the last minute he was going to testify today. And by the time I found out, there was no way to get a flight back to D.C. So that's, and he's third ranking member of the State Department. I mean, it's going to be all second, third hand, but just would like to be in the room this morning. Instead, I'm at my buddy's place south of Regent. I'm going to help him with some farm stuff because they're getting killed. And so it's not a bad consolation prize, but I'm upset I'm not out there.
And, of course, somewhere somebody will release a press release, these Republicans were not there, and then not tell you that they scheduled this at the last second, right?
Yeah, and, I mean, they've been moving them around and all of that, too. And, I mean, just with what's going to come with impeachment until the end of the year, it was important to get back home for a couple of days, not the least of which is my family. But we were ready to rock. But you know this as well as anyone, Scott, trying to get out of North Dakota at the last minute sometimes isn't easy. If I'd have known like 3 hours earlier, I'd be there today.
Well, give me your overall assessment on what you've heard. I mean, you've heard a lot. Some of it, I guess, originally was in secret. Now some of the transcripts are out. But, I mean, what's your bottom line on what you've heard?
I think we'll start with the overall premise of the bottom line is career government officials, a.k.a. bureaucrats, really just do not like how this president does things. And I think when you boil it all down to everything, that's where it starts. And that is, by and large, absolutely no reason to impeach a president and invalidate a 2016 election. Witnesses who testify against the president, witnesses who testify for the president, it really almost to a T. There's been, I mean, that they just, I mean, this president does things differently. That's why he got elected. And I think he does things very effectively. And but the career political establishment, a.k.a. the swamp, really, really has a hard time with that.
Yeah, you know, and that's why we elected him. Right. I mean, we elected him because he wasn't going to march to the beat of the swamp.
I agree. I mean, I think the thing, I mean, you know this. I mean, I agree with the president most of the time, not all the time, but I think the single best thing this President Trump has brought to Washington, D.C. is he is a disruptor of the political bureaucratic class. And I think that I think this country needs a reset in that scenario. And I think he's doing a fantastic job. And I don't think you do that without making enemies, and he's obviously made a bunch.
There have been, you know, a number of charges flown around that this is, you know, there was a quid pro quo. What I just marvel at is we have Joe Biden on in his own voice, bragging about a quid pro quo that we ignore, but we're worried about impeaching Donald J. Trump for a quid pro quo. And the quid pro quo was to simply say, you're not going to get the aid we were going to give you unless you get to the bottom of what Joe Biden and his son had done. And, of course, it's assumed that that's for dirt on an opponent. Now, aid eventually flowed, but supposedly aid flowed after, it became known that this was going to be the focus of the Democrats. What is your professional opinion on whether or not there was a quid pro quo?
One, I almost don't think it matters. But two, I saw the president's rally the other night in the T-shirts that say read the transcript. And I think that is probably, that is as good as you can do on all of this. I've read the transcript. I've listened to the testimony. I've listened to the people, and it just simply doesn't, the case they're making doesn't work. There's going to be timeline problems. There's going to be all kinds of different issues if you take this technically through on it. If this was a criminal case, I would be completely comfortable defending the president. But as you know, this isn't a legal case. It's a political case. And it's just simply another reason to invalidate the witch hunt, or the 2016 election.
So when you say it doesn't.
What they conveniently forget to point out, which is, this is documented. This is documented outside of Schiff's secret bunker. Dude, this president has a deep skepticism to foreign aid. He wants Europe to do more in Europe with their European allies. And two, he was very, very concerned about the corruption in Ukraine. He talked about it during the campaign, and they all say this debunked, cloud strike thing, but that's missing a whole different part of the point. There were five either current or former Ukrainian government officials actively campaigning against the president during the 2016 election. That has nothing to do with anything we have heard in the room, although I've been asking about it. I mean, we had the ambassador to the U.S. from the Ukraine wrote a letter to the editor of The Hill blasting the president. Their former security administrator was blasting the president online. In order for this case to stick, you would have to forget the fact that the president was concerned about how Ukraine and Ukrainian government officials were interjecting themselves in the 2016 election. And that's not an opinion. That's an absolute fact.
So the bottom line here is, if you believe the worst of what the Democrats say, and they can only get there by assigning motives. There's nothing in a transcript or a smoking gun or anything. They're assigning a motive of this is why he was doing that. But you say, okay, fine, I'm going to cede you all that. Even if you say, yep, he did all that, you would say that's not impeachable, so therefore we're wasting our time. We've got an election in a year. This is stupid, right?
But I think it's not impeachable, and I think it really true. I mean, yes, you cannot invalidate the vote of hundreds of millions of Americans. Congress in D.C. has a low enough approval rating as it is. Imagine if everybody in the heartland thinks their vote doesn't matter because the elites in D.C. will just take care of it after the election.
So why did they do it? What was the reason behind it? Is it saving face because the Mueller thing didn't work out? I mean, what's your theory on why they're doing this?
Well, I don't know if you remember. By the way, it was a year ago I got elected to Congress, so it's my one-year anniversary. But I think one of the very first shows I did with you after I got sworn in, you asked me whether they were going to impeach the president, and I said, absolutely. There's no chance. I mean, they can't. They can't. They will have to feed their base. This was like January 4th or 5th, 2 days after I got sworn in. Why are they doing it? Because it's been their game plan since day one. There were editorials to papers all across the country on November 8th of 2016 starting the impeachment process. This has been constant. It's been nonstop. And when President Trump wins re-election, if we don't take back the House, they'll continue to do it for another 4 years.
Last thing I want to ask you on this impeachment thing, and by the way, if you have questions or comments for Kelly, give us a call, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd or I, too, 701-367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for Todd. This most recent vote where all the Democrats, except two, vote to proceed with this new plan on impeachment, kind of lay out the ground rules, if you will, and put this in the Intelligence Committee, the impeachment hearings ultimately in the Intelligence Committee. Should we be wary of that?
I don't know. Yes, we should. But I think it's as simple as internal Democratic politics. I think they think Adam Schiff is better at this than Jerry Nadler. And objectively speaking, I will agree with that. I've sat through the oversight stuff with Adam Schiff, but I've sat through all the judiciary stuff with Jerry Nadler. And I can tell you, just, I mean, not because I don't think the motives are terrible and what they're doing is terrible, but objectively from a, just a framework of how it's working. I mean, the difference is everything's been public within the Judiciary Committee, but I don't think anybody objectively can look at this and say the Democrats have done a good job on that committee. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I know, Leader McCarthy has talked about putting some people on, the Intelligence Committee that have been involved in this since day one. I'm going to try and clear as much of my calendar as humanly possible because I've been on oversight, I've been on judiciary, and eventually this will end up back in judiciary. And while I might not be able to sit on the dais, they can't keep me out of the room, and I would prefer to be there because I think I've been to almost all of these depositions and can make sure that people know the information when they're asking questions.
I want to talk about the Mexican drug cartel attack, and also you mentioned your with some farm folks up by region today. We'll talk about that too, the ag disaster. More after this.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes, and it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To a crawfish bowl. Don't wash jeans while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself hating the bridesmaid, you accidentally bring it to the wedding.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the energy of North Dakota. Boy, the statistics, I tell you folks, if you just spend a little time with the numbers, you think about what is happening in North Dakota and
you know, there's talk now of a little bit of a slowdown, and there will be probably because of overproduction that's certainly happening globally. But I tell you what, I mean, it's just incredible to know that North Dakota is in the middle of this renaissance. And this is, you know, this is like somebody inventing the iPhone and having the central production of it be right here in North Dakota, the second largest oil producing state in the country, McKenzie County, the biggest county in the country. And what that does, all of that oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. Find out more at Energy of North Dakota. Right now it's happening, the Energy of North Dakota. Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program. Before I leave impeachment, I know that it's kept you in Washington more than you'd like, but it's just part of the job. I understand that you were at the White House on Halloween, and you got a chance to at least share a little bit of Halloween with your daughter back home, and the president was a willing participant. What happened?
Yeah, so Halloween's also my daughter's birthday. That was a fly-out day, so most members of Congress got home. I was planning on going home, but we had Tim Morrison's deposition, so I couldn't get out. So we were over at the White House later in the day, and the president was kind enough to call my daughter at school and wish her a happy birthday. So that was a pretty unique and cool thing, and hopefully something she remembers forever. And, you know, that's just, I've had the opportunity to spend some time with President Trump, and I just wish that was the side more people saw of him. You know, when we did the rally in Fargo, I was lucky I got to talk to him. I got to speak because everybody else is on Air Force One, but he met my son, and they spent 5 minutes talking about Little League Baseball, and it was just really fantastic to watch the leader of the free world interact with him in that way, interact with kids in that way.
No kidding. That is, you're right. It's a side of the president most people don't get a chance to see and should see. How about as far as his fighter spirit related to what you're in the middle of here? You've had a chance to meet with him. You're obviously in these secret meetings, and the war room, if you will, is being led by the president himself. And how is he in those meetings?
Yeah, he's ready for it. You know, the guy grew up in New York media before this was obviously the first thing he ever ran for. So, I mean, there's no back down in him, and he's going to continue what he's doing. And I think it's great for the country. It's great for North Dakota, and we'll be with him. And more importantly, I just think that you cannot invalidate an entire election doing things the way they're doing it. I think it's really, really dangerous.
Let's talk to Christian in Fargo for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Christian. Are you there, Christian? Daniel, I'm not hearing him. I'm going to try Nate in Fargo for Kelly Armstrong. We'll come back to Christian. Nate, go ahead. Nate, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good morning, Kelly. I was wanting to talk to you a little bit about what happened in Mexico.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, it sounds like this group and this sect has had trouble with the cartel members before, where cartel members have come in and to their encampments and kidnapped their leaders, demanded ransom. They didn't pay the ransom. They refused to pay the ransom, and the leader was given back to the sect. It sounds like the sect was kicked out of the United States. And there, it sounds like they have three people in custody down there that are part of the Los Jaguares, and it's linked to the Sinaloa cartel. And when I was doing some research the last few days, I was reading some transcripts from the trial from the airport. The helicopter pilot of El Chapo. And it says that on multiple occasions that in the town just east of Culiacan, it was called Navalato. It was one of El Chapo's farms, that the attorney general from the Mexican government from Mexico City would go there just to meet with El Chapo to talk about policy when El Chapo was wanted after he escaped from the federales down in Mexico. And so if the Mexican government helps protect him, and if Zambada, El Mayo Zambada, and El Chapo have both paid money to get out of prison, how come we're not slapping sanctions on Mexico?
Well, I think the short version of that question is I don't know. And the longer question is we know that the Mexican government and the cartels have a corruption scheme running through. There's no doubt who controls the northern third of Mexico, and that's the cartels. The problem is, and I think I've mentioned this before, we end up in a situation when if we weaken the Mexican government even more, because we do have friends and allies down there, we end up empowering the cartels even more. But this is a terrible situation, and regardless of anything else, they killed kids.
It's despicable.
Now, I don't care about anything right now, anything else. My staff and I was on the phone with the State Department yesterday. I just from my background as a criminal defense attorney, I've read a bunch of stuff on this online, but until I get a readout of what we actually know and all of those things, our number one concern is making sure that those survivors are being taken care of in the best way possible under these circumstances. But we absolutely have to deal with this. We have to deal with the cartels and the normal third. This has been going on for 40 years, and we have to figure out a way to square it around. And whatever that is we need to deal with.
Is it finished border security, strengthened border security, or is it as far as just saying, hey, here is a country on our doorstep that is obviously in disarray, can't control the cartel? That goes to Nate's point. But obviously this cartel runs the show. Do we need more of a solution, more of a military intervention, more of a, you know, partnership with Mexico in some way? Do you think it's more than border security?
It's absolutely more than border security. Border security helps us in that we control our border, we control the flood of illegal immigration, human trafficking, and let's never forget narcotics trafficking. But they are our neighbor. They are one of our, I mean, they're our closest neighbor to the south. Obviously, they are an ally, and this needs to be the same thing with the Northern Triangle countries. We have to work to do whatever we can to help stabilize that. But if we can disrupt the flow of the things in which the cartels make money on, a la border security, that will help a lot. Because if they're not making as much money, they don't have as much influence.
Thank you, Nate. Let's get Christian in here now if we can hear him. Go ahead with your question, Christian.
Good morning. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you? Go ahead for Kelly.
Okay. Real quick, Scott, what's the best way? I've got an AM loop antenna. What's the best way to get AM reception?
I'm not sure. I'm the best person to answer that question. That sounds like one for an engineer, to tell you the truth. But do you have a question for Kelly, Christian?
Yes, I do. We've been aware that these things have been happening below the border for years and years and years and years. I'm talking about the attack on these people. And we've got to do something, whether it's a 20-mile stretch on the border where we don't allow any people, period.
Sorry, Christian, we're up against a break here. Don't go away. Kelly, if you can stay just to answer his question, it'd be great. Other side of the break. More coming up.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drum Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A State Department official is now being deposed behind closed doors in the House impeachment inquiry. David Hale, breaking a string of Trump administration officials who refused to testify this week. He's the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, and he reportedly is telling investigators that political considerations did fuel the ouster of the U.S.-Ukraine ambassador. Ukraine is at the heart of the impeachment investigation, highlighted by President Trump
Trump's apparent pressure on Ukraine to investigate Democrats. Meanwhile, counselor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway insists there was no quid pro quo when it came to that July phone call that has triggered the impeachment inquiry.
I mean, you're really showing your colors sometimes, some of you, definitely your outlets, and I would say that's not your job, respectfully.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Requested this song because he wanted to do a little dance.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I wasn't planning on hearing this today. Holy cow.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're chatting with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Gave, let him go here because he's got a host waiting to visit with him a little bit about the egg situation. But Christian, just finish your question quickly there and we'll let Kelly answer it on the cartels. Go ahead.
On the exclusionary zone, yep. You think that would work?
Yeah, I think we would need the Mexican government's help. I don't think we're going to invade Mexico, which, I mean, that word sounds loaded, but, I mean, if you cross the border to do it, I mean, I'm not talking about, I mean, full-on recon missions, but anytime you do something like that, it technically is an invasion. I think we always have to remember with Mexico and even our allies in Mexico that the way government works down there versus the way it works here is when we get reformers and people that want to help us, they risk having their family members killed to do it. So we need to participate and we need to make sure we are getting them whatever resources they ask for and continue to work through this. But I go back and I don't want to make this situation a border security situation because it's so much bigger and so much worse than that. But at the end of the day, if we are their number one customer, unfortunately, for drugs and narcotics and human trafficking and labor trafficking, and the more we can disrupt the flow of their economic enterprise, the better off the United States and Mexico is going to be.
Christian,
remember Fast and Furious? We've tried that before. We shipped guns down there for these people to take care of the Colombian drug cartels, and it did not do any good.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a more robust national security policy to it. I do remember Fast and Furious. Let's not forget how that worked and how corrupt it was. So, I mean, not only was it not, I mean, at the very least, it was ineffective. At the most, it was, illegal.
Christian, thank you. And you have fans, just so you know, Texter just said, Christian is right. We don't allow anyone in the U.S. like we did many, many years ago. So appreciate your call and your commentary. A lot of folks are weighing in on this today. Representative Armstrong, how can we say we have an ally in Mexico when there's 100 murders there a day and over 120 politicians murdered in 2018? They got their guy and a guy that said he would rather give hugs than take action on the cartel. Sanction Mexico. Mexico is much more dangerous than Syria. Just let that sink in. And others as well today on this issue. I want to ask you before we let you go about the egg disaster. I know you joined Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer in supporting Governor Burgum's egg disaster request, which is very detailed. A lot of data there for the USDA to chew on. You're obviously out monitoring the egg disaster today. What do you want people to know?
That it's real tough out here. And I know it's a long read, but if anybody gets the opportunity, they should governor's letter. It is unbelievably good and lays the case out for why we've asked 47 of 52 counties
and that this isn't going to get better, and we need to continue to work. That's why USDA has the data. Hopefully they will, they're going to rule on the disaster declaration very quickly. That obviously opens up USDA loans. It opens up some small business loans. The LIP Plus program comes into play immediately. So all of these things are important, and now we just need to make sure we're always running between accuracy and immediacy, but at some point, I mean, we have to get this out to, we have to get this aid out to farmers as soon as we can.
So what, and when you say USDA acting quickly, are you talking days, weeks? How long do you think?
So the data comes in, and I mean, everybody's aware of it. We're in contact with them every day. I'm hoping inside of weeks. I mean, we'll just continue to put pressure on them and answer any questions that they have of us. And I can't say enough about how Governor Burgum and Agriculture Commissioner Gearing have handled this. You know, those town, I've done a lot of town halls in my life, Scott. I know you've done a lot of town halls in my life, your life. I'm not sure we've ever had as much participation in that, and we had our staff at every one. So it was, they've done a really good job, and now it's time for, we just have to get USDA to, get this going as quickly as possible. And,
yeah,
and that includes MFP payments. We need to get those out as quick as possible, too.
Right. Well, they're due already. You're just trying to get it, released earlier, given what's going on, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Kelly, we'll let you go. Appreciate the time. Thanks a bunch.
Have a great day.
All right, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, staying a little extra there to answer a few more questions. Didn't get to everything. We never do. But Beverly and Roseville wanted to weigh in on the cartels. Go ahead, Bev.
So I didn't know, but if you'll do it, great.
Oh, absolutely.
Bev, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
Sorry.
That's all right.
The one question that I had, Senator or Congressman, whatever he was that my husband was active military for 21 years, Army. And for 7.5 of those years, he was down in Colombia working in a cooperation between the DEA, the Colombian government, and the Army on a counter-drug operation. And they were against the FARC and everything else. I don't see why they can't do that same thing in Mexico. I mean, they've done it in Colombia, and it was quite effective at the time. Now, this was back in the late 80s, early 90s time. So, but that's my comment.
Yeah, and did you say your husband was in Mexico or was in Colombia?
No, it was in Colombia. He was in South America for 7.5 years working with the DEA and the Colombian government on a counter-drug operation for 7.5 years against the FARC and all the others.
Yeah, interesting. Well, we need something similar, clearly. I just think it's very obvious. Border security, great. We need that. That's a no-brainer and long overdue, but it's not enough, right?
No.
And this requires, I mean, I thought that last text said it very, very well. When you talk about, how many murders are happening in a
Absolutely.
Country right underneath our nose, we got to do it. Hundreds of murders a day. 120 politicians murdered.
My parents live in Texas, and I am moving them up to Minnesota because I spent 3 months through the summer down there, and it's like the Wild West. You have to be so careful. They warn you on the radio, do not flash your lights at somebody if they have their brights on, because in a lot of the gangs, that is a sign that you want to tangle with them, and you'll get yourself shot. And it's just so dangerous. I'm moving my parents up here to Minnesota to get them the hell out of Texas because I know there's an international border, technically, but it's not like there's a border. It's like Texas is part of Mexico, and the cartel own it. Them and MS-13, they own it. And we need to do something about this.
Great points, Beth. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Our telephone number, you can text me at 701-367-2054. Here's a listener's comment by text. Hey, the cartels are the biggest terrorist group in the world. If you take into account the damage done by drugs, the deaths because of them, that has killed, hurt, destroyed many more lives than the ISIS groups have. Too much money to buy people. That's the catch. Destroying the cartels is the only way. A wall a mile high wouldn't stem the flow, because it's money. Interesting. Appreciate that call. Texter says, is Deer Camp for Kelly still by Reader? I don't know.
Not telling.
You want him to, you know, give out his secrets? That came in after he got here, so I can't help you there. A texter says, part of me is glad nothing is being done by Washington, but we do need USMCA. Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying. Sometimes when you've got folks that are want to do more damage than good, you know, you say, well, wait a minute here. Maybe it's okay, but I agree with you. I think when you talk about the infrastructure plan, when I think you talk about the potential on the prescription drug side to tackle that issue, which the Senate side I think has better than the House side, but what else? You know, USMCA is the no-brainer in the middle of a very challenging ag season. No-brainer. And they're not doing it. Now, how Nancy Pelosi can't own the fact that she's sticking it to farmers and ranchers, the Democrats are sticking it to farmers and ranchers in the middle of a bad time, is beyond me. Yeah, imagine if it was she was on the other foot and a Republican speaker was holding up ag aid, what they'd be labeled with. You know it. They've announced this morning that impeachment hearings for next week are going to begin. This will be the first public impeachment hearings. They're going to be starting on the 13th. That news is breaking today. Daryl in Newtown, what's on your mind?
Hey. Oh, I got a question. All these cartels and all these drug dealers and countries want to get drugs into America. Why isn't the problem of all the Americans that want to use all these drugs ever addressed? It's always these other poor countries that are shipping it to us, but we're the ones using it.
Yeah. No, good point. The demand has to be part of it. There's no question about it. The addictions that are out there for it, no question about that. So I think that belongs part of the equation. But if you the drugs are funneled in, peddled, you know, get people hooked and then keep coming. So if the demand, it's a supply and demand deal, no doubt about it. But if you can shut off the supply, slow the supply, that's not something not to do. But I don't disagree with you. Dealing with the demand side is a problem as well. Ron in Fargo, you're next. What's on your mind?
Hello. No, I'm just talking about the cartel issue. You know, the statements of wiping the cartel off the face of the map, you know, in Mexico's response, basically no thank you. Well, I think we need to look at the level of corruption within that country itself. So, you know, the cartel is the Mexican government, and the Mexican government is the cartel. So I think, going forward, with this resolution for this is going to do a lot of weeding out, much kind of like the corruption level that we're dealing with in Ukraine. Just a comment. Thanks.
Yeah, good point, Ron. I think we're forceful with this. I don't think if you want to help, let us know. I think, the earlier caller said the example of Colombia, whatever. It's just too close. It is every bit the concern that other countries have presented on the other side of the globe, and it's right here. I could not agree anymore, and sadly it took, children to be murdered in cold blood to whack us across the head with a 2x4. Bill Fargo, you're next.
I was wondering what you and your audience felt about the Harriet movie. That was a great movie. Wondering where you and your audience would fall, what side you would fall on during that Civil War and during that whole reinvention of our country as we fought to keep our country together, as we had such division in our country over what we were supposed to do with black people. Be very interested to hear what you and your listening audience feel. Would you have sided with the North? Would you have sided with the South? Would you have tried not to get your hands dirty at all? Good movie. A lot of interesting subjects to talk about there. Curious to hear what you guys have to say. Thanks.
That's interesting, Bill. Thank you. If you haven't followed this, Harriet, from her escape from slavery through missions led to liberate hundreds of slaves through the Underground Railroad. And, the heroic Harriet Tubman story is told as well as part of this, so it's all in the movie. I haven't seen it. I'd like to. I equate this very much to abortion, though, today. Today is, slavery's debate then is abortion today.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer-lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's PCCND.com.
It's good for North Dakota. It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Music and just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song.
There we go. Got the radio on. That's the important part. I think he said, got my radio set to the favorite show, didn't he? The show. I'm pretty sure it was show. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what
he
said.
What's on your mind?
I think we can get Chris Jansen to do our new theme song.
I think we could.
Let's work on this.
How much money you got?
I was thinking a little bit about the caller before the break who asked the question about Harriet. And again, it's a movie about slavery that's in theaters now. I want to see this. And he said he thought it'd be a good discussion to say whose side would you have been on? What have you been? You know, I thought about this before from the standpoint of, you know, the founding fathers. Wise beyond, obviously, any even comprehension when you think about the documents that defined this country, right? But yet they saw the ownership of another individual as something that was okay. It was the times. It was when it was. Now we say that repulses me to the core. I do believe, honestly, we're going to get to a point in this country when people say the exact same thing about the ability to kill an unborn child. And science has brought us so much closer to knowing, you know, when the heartbeat starts, when, you know, and of course, science also tells us that at conception, everything about you is decided. Everything. Color of your hair, your eyes, your size, you know, how big the nose, how big the ears, I mean, all that, boom, at conception. And that's the plan you're undoing through abortion. So I pray this is true, but I believe it will be, that there will come a time when we'll have movies about abort, what we already do, about how horrible it is. Unplanned's a great one, but there are others out there as well that allow you to say, wow, we can't do this. We can't do this. Can we do this to women? Say that this is legal? And by the way, that's who you should worry for, the woman who has the choice because of all the horrible things that happen after. Same thing on slavery. I really do believe that. Who's the Wilberforce? Who's the Wilberforce of abortion? Jamie in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you today?
Good. These cartels, you know, the word getting shot by them guys is probably, the easy way out with them, because I don't know if you've ever seen these dismemberment videos by these cartel guys, Scott, but it's pretty sickening. Knives, chainsaws, hatchets, machetes.
Well, the terrorists. I'd like to lose the term cartels and just say terrorists. You know, they're terrorists that obviously are trading in drugs, maybe rather than some, you know, ideology like ISIS would, but nonetheless, they're terrorists.
Yeah, and you know, we got one party in particular in this country that doesn't care about securing our borders, so they're complicit with that kind of trash. When that starts coming up here, boy,
no
we're
kidding.
In trouble if that ever gets its roots in here. The other thing I wanted to talk about was
can we also lay at their feet human trafficking? Because
absolutely.
the human trafficking that comes across the border is something the Democrats own, too, by allowing it to continue to happen in the name of, we don't need a border. We don't need a border wall. We don't need, that's another one that belongs.
Hey,
I'm sorry, your second.
All that just so they can get votes, Scott. It's pretty pathetic.
With you.
My second thing is the governor's race in Kentucky. You know, Matt Bevin's a pretty doggone good conservative, but now he's behind by, what, one percentage point? Well, guess what? You know why? Because somebody, they, libertarian, you know, boy, I don't agree with him 100%, so, you know, there's no way I'd vote for Matt Bevin. That's just a slow death. Well, guess what? Now you're probably going to get some insane leftist in there instead of Matt Bevin just because you're a libertarian and you're above it all. You know, these libertarians are getting about as bad to me as a leftist is. So,
100% agree with you. That's what you. That's the little introspection you need to do as a libertarian. Who again, Matt Bevin is pretty conservative. That's one of the reasons he has a 34% approval rating, because he's been unabashed in his views, not unlike the president of the United States. And I also don't believe that him being in a runoff with a Democrat who's the son of a former governor who has, name ID and down there is the end of the Republican Party in Kentucky. And the reports today in the media are ridiculous about what happened
He was massively outspent, too, by the Democrats. I don't know how, because, you know, the Republicans are the one who's supposed to have all the money in this country. Wink, wink. You know.
It happens all the time. Oh. Look at President Trump.
Yeah, all right. Have a good day, Scott.
Good points, Jamie. Thanks for the call. We're not going to have time for all the calls today. I hate when that happens. Or all the texts today. I hate when that happens. But the good news is we're going to do this all over again tomorrow, for sure. I didn't get to tell you what I wanted to tell you about a story we're working on related to the auditor's office. I'll just briefly tell you that there is a committee hearing today in which the auditor will be working with legislative leaders as they have for generations. That's how it's worked in this state. We have an auditor, a Republican by the name of Josh Gallion, who is consumed with getting his name in the paper. And so if anybody says you can't do something, then he's not going to, he's not going to go along with them. And the committee, I think, has been cautious for a very good cause on criminal referrals to the attorney general. We don't want people in state government thinking, gosh, if I make a bookkeeping mistake, I could be brought up on criminal charges. So I don't know what's going on, but we are going to be reporting on some Freedom of Information requests related to the costs of determining what these errors have brought. In other words, if you're spending $100,000 to find a $10,000 problem, you're not very conservative. Okay? Number two, if you then believe they're criminal, you are on some kind of an agenda that doesn't align with what I believe the vast majority of Republicans and conservatives want in North Dakota. So we're going to get to the bottom of that for sure. So just stay tuned on that. Tomorrow, live from the Elks Club, saluting vets.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough, and I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price, and literally you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.